Fed held its rate steady.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
During the July meeting of the Fed's Open Market Committee, FOMC, the members decided to keep their rate unchanged, continuing the trend from their previous four meetings in 2026. The last adjustment made by the Fed was a 25 basis point cut last December. The Fed cited economic and employment growth and considered the current inflation temporary, adding that the committee will deliver price stability. This time round, three of the 12 members of the committee voted against maintaining the rate in favor of a quarter point increase. The inflation rate, which was accommodating the Fed's goals before the pandemic, surged due to significant government transfer payments in 2020 and 21, which initially boosted personal savings sixfold. This influx of cash met a supply-constrained economy, causing inflation to spike from below 2% to 9% in just 2 years. The expectations were that price rises would be temporary, and once the extra money runs out, people would return to their pre-COVID spending habits. Consumers obviously didn't get that memo and continued their higher expenditure levels. And absent another windfall, they borrowed, pushing household debt up to 11% and further fueling demand and inflation. In 2021, as inflation was starting to rise, the Fed was still waiting for consumers to reduce their expenditures and missed all the signs and tons of unsolicited advice. In March 2022, the Fed raised its rate by 25 basis points. This increase was, by definition, too little, too late. The 9% inflation rate that summer finally prompted the Fed to take decisive action, resulting in 10 rapid rate hikes, raising its rate from 0.5% to 5.5%. How are we doing? This used to be an easy question to answer. However, federal government data are becoming less available and are at lower confidence levels. Non-governmental data estimate the economy's growth at slightly higher than 1% at annual rates for the first half of this year. BLS reports inflation at 3.5% and unemployment at 4.2%. The Fed's dual mandate are price stability and maximizing employment. But these are conflicting mandates. To get people back to work, you cut interest rate. To bring inflation down, you raise interest rates. While we can't easily identify how many times the Fed was successful in balancing its dual mandates, since those are times when things are going smoothly, we can clearly identify the times they missed the boat, like 2022, when inflation rose above 9%. Navigating that friction is the ultimate test of monetary policy. It seems that lowering interest rates is no longer part of the Fed's plan. The most likely scenario now appears to be a rate increase in September or October. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.